我希望我今年过去几次的交通的话，这些话能够进入弟兄姊妹的心。
I hope that I have shared in my words in the past few messages this year that it could enter into your hearts.
我很快的稍微温习一下。
I will quickly review this.
我们今天能够在主的里面，我们很需要的是认识我们自己跟自己的心。
Today, in order for us to be able to abide in the Lord, one thing we need to know is ourselves and to know our hearts.
我们越过越认识自己，使我们在主面前能够谦卑。
The more and more we know about ourselves, this will make us humble before the Lord.
使我们能够真的求主救我。
And we can truly ask the Lord to save us.
我们要认识我们的心，
We also need to know our hearts.
因为一生的果效是从心发出的。
Because all things come out of our heart.
才会有果效的。
And only then will there be fruit.
我第二个，我们要认识我们的目标。
The second is we need to know our purpose.
我们的目标是要像基督，
And our purpose is to be like Christ.
因为我们已经是许配给基督了。
Because we have already been betrothed to Christ.
所有的环境临到我们，都是出于主的智慧。
Everything that reaches us is because of God's will.
所有我们所遇到的人事物，都是出于主的手。
It's all because of God's wisdom, and everything we encounter is because of God's hand.
只要我们愿意顺服，主的性情就会建立在我们里面。
As long as we are willing to submit, then the Lord's will can be done in us.
我们就能够越过越能够像他。
And the more and more we can be like Him.
主也要我们在我们一生凡事上高举他。
Lord also wants us to glorify and magnify him in all things.
因为神有个计划，要基督在凡事上居首位。
Because God has a plan that Christ would have the preeminence over all things.
就好像我们朱自由弟兄上个主日所交通的。
As our brother Freedom Chu shared last week.
我们要宣告基督耶稣为主。
And we need to proclaim Christ Jesus the Lord.
我们要学习在我们这个自己的身上能够让基督耶稣做主。
We need to learn in our own life to proclaim Christ Jesus the Lord.
在我们的家庭里也能够让基督耶稣做主。
In our family to proclaim Christ Jesus the Lord.
我们才能够在神的家中让基督耶稣做主。
Only then will we be able to proclaim Christ Jesus the Lord in the church.
第三个点。
The third point.
我们今天如何向着这个目标走呢？
How can we go towards this goal?
我们就要认真对待圣经里面所有的真理。
We need to seriously look into all the truth in the Bible.
什么叫真理？
What is the truth?
真理就是已成的事实。
Truth is facts that have already happened.
既然是事实，我们就要去支取。
And since these are facts, we must hold on to them.
我们相信，接受。
And we believe it and we accept it.
我们如果这样的，我们就会有经历。
And if this is the case, then we will experience.
什么叫信心？
What does it mean to have faith?
信心就是跟着事实走，我们就会有经历。
Faith means that we follow the facts and then we will have experience.
我们已经重生得救。
We have already been born again.
我们已经受浸归入主的名下。
We have already been baptized in the name of the
Lord. 我们知道有几件事已经成就在我们身上。
We know there are some things that have already happened in our life.
我们知道我们已经与基督同钉十字架。
We know we are already crucified with Christ.
这什么意思？
What does this mean?
这就是说我已经是一个死人了。
This means that I'm already a dead.
我的旧人已经与基督同钉死了。
Because my old man has already been crucified with Christ.
所以这个事实告诉我们说，我已经与基督同死、同埋葬、同复活。
So this fact tells us that we have already died with Christ, been buried with Him, and resurrected with Him.
还有圣经告诉我们说，我们的主是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
The Bible also tells us that our Lord Jesus is the vine and we are the branches.
我们已经与主联合。
We are already united with Christ.
所以主的生命可以在我们里面永源源不绝地供应我们的。
So the life of the Lord continues to be our supply.
我们也知道天上各样属灵的福气都赐给我们。
We also know that all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places have been given to us.
因为我们已经与主联结。
Because we are already united with Christ.
我们要知道 天上属灵的福气比地上的福气好得多。
We need to know that the spiritual blessing, the heavenly place is much better than the earthly blessing.
这些事实我们要凭信去接受。
And these facts, we need to receive them by faith.
如果不是，你不会有这个得到这个经历。
Otherwise, you will not have the experience of obtaining it.
我们最大的问题就很看重我的感觉。
Our biggest problem is that we look to our feelings.
我们感觉永远觉得不真。
And by our feelings, it never feels real.
所以为什么圣经说不是凭眼见，乃是凭信。
And that's why the Bible tells us not by sight, but by faith.
我们今天要抓住主的话，相信主的话，主给我们会经历到这个事实。
And so if we can trust in the Lord and have faith in Him, then we can experience these facts.
我们的主给我们许多的丰富。
Our Lord has given us so many resources.
他
blessings.
Abundance.
Abundance.
他会给我们资源，给我们怎么样去得到这些。
Oh, and He will give us the resources required to obtain them.
所以只要我们愿意去取用，
As long as we know how to use them,
我们能够常常去操练
and we can often exercise,
我们真的能够把天带到地上来
and then we can bring heaven down to earth.
这个不是一个不可能达到的事情
This is not an impossible task.
因为我们一直凭感觉永远太远嘛
But by our feeling, it will always be too far.
但是当我们抓住事实的话
But when we hold on to the facts,
这个一点都绝对是能够achievable 或者我们一定 attainable 我能够碰得到的
then this is something that is absolutely achievable
所以我第四个点我提了三件事情
and then the fourth point I mentioned three things
是我们可以操练
that we can exercise
第一个求上面的事思念上面的事
the first is that we seek the things above and set our mind on things above
不要把我们的心思意念放在地上的事上
to not always set our mind on things of the earth
换句话说我们求主的事
In other words, we seek the Lord's things.
我们在思念主的事
And we set our mind on the Lord's things.
我们想一想主怎么教我们的祷告
We look at how the Lord teaches us.
他说愿人都尊你的名为圣
That's hallowed be thy name.
我们要越发知道什么叫做奉主的名求
We need to know what it means to ask in the name of our Lord.
我还有圣经说我们可以奉主的名吩咐
And it also says that By the name of the Lord, we can bless.
We can order.
We can order.
带着何等样的权柄
And it comes with great authority.
主还跟我们说愿你的国降临
And the Lord also says, may your kingdom come.
主的国如果降临就是告诉我们说他在掌权
The Lord's kingdom comes. This means that he is the one reigning.
他掌权他有个要求人要顺服他
And when he reigns, there's a requirement that man submits to him.
所以这里所要求的就是我们真正的顺服他。
And so here there's a requirement that we truly submit to him.
主再说愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
Lord also says, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
他要做的事在地上能够通行。
That what he wants to do on earth can be accomplished.
所以我们如果今天要经历我们的祷告蒙主答应我们必须走信心的路
So today if we want to experience answer to prayer we must walk the way of faith
我们必须把我们的心思思念上面的事
And we need to set our mind and meditate on the things above
这里讲到国度与旨意
Here it speaks of kingdom and will.
我常常提另外一段的圣经。
And I often bring up another Bible passage.
你要先求他的国和他的义。
Seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness.
国当然就是主的国。义就是行他的旨意。
So the kingdom is God's kingdom and the will is God's will.
我们应该关心他国的事。
We ought to consider his kingdom.
我们要关心他的旨意他看为对的事
and we should consider his will and what he sees as right
所以如果是这样子的话当我们在求自己的事的时候我们的事就跟他的旨意连起来
and so that way when we seek our own things then our will be the same as the father's will
所以你知道马太福音六章三十三节当他讲了这句话之后他说 我们所要的他加给我们。
And here we see in Matthew 6:33 that after this it says that all these things will be added unto you.
你会觉得非常的满足，因为凡主认为好的给我，我就能够知足。
You'll feel very satisfied because whatever the Lord gives you, you will be content.
因为你眼光改变。
Because your viewpoint has changed.
你一直所想的是主的事情。
All you think about is God's things.
主关心你的事情。
And the Lord will take care of your things.
第二个事情是提到要常住在主的里面。
The second mention is we need to constantly abide in the Lord.
主才常住在我们里面。
Only then will the Lord abide in us.
没错，我们已经跟主联合了。
Indeed, we have already been united with Christ.
我们要使主的生命不断在我们身上的涌流。
But we want the life of the Lord to constantly flow through us.
我们有责任。
We have a responsibility.
你看这里的话，他说是我们先常住在他里面，他才常住在我们里面。
And so in the Bible, we see there is this word that we must first abide in Him, and then He will abide in us.
没错，他不离开我们的。
Indeed, He will never leave us.
但是那个实际不在了。
But the reality is not there.
就如我们常见弟兄之前所交通的。
Like what our brother Jian Tang has shared with us.
不可使慈爱诚实离开你。
To not let mercy and truth forsake us.
你要知道慈爱与诚实与我们在一起。
We must know that mercy and truth are with us.
但我们有个责任。要守住这慈爱与诚实。
But we have a responsibility to keep it.
我们怎么做呢？
And so how can we do it?
常与他交通。
We must have constant fellowship with him.
常与他交谈。
We must have constant conversations with him.
我们不是只讲一讲，都是讲自己许多的事情。
And this is not just talking about ourselves and all these things.
更重要的，我们能够谈到他的事情。
But we need to talk about his things.
这会把我们的心拉到与他亲近。
And this will bring our hearts closer to the Lord.
这就能够让慈爱与诚实不离开我们。
This will allow us to not let mercy and truth forsake.
这能够给我们有实际。
And this will bring reality.
那我们弟兄已经跟我们说了，有实际就是有见证。
And our brother has shared with us that with reality comes testimony.
弟兄姊妹，我再说，我们为着主，主一定为着我们。
Brothers and sisters, I want to emphasize this again that if we do this for the Lord will do this for us.
第三个，我们要使用着生命圣灵的律。
The third is we must use the law of the Spirit of life.
你知道，我们一出生，我们就被罪和死亡的律控制住。
We need to know that once we are born, we are bound by the law of sin and death.
我们一点自由都没有。
We have no freedom at all.
因为这是一个律。
Because this is a law.
我们不可能不犯罪。
That we are unable to not sin.
我们也不能顺服神。
And we are unable to please or submit to the Lord.
但我们没想到我们重生得救了之后。
Oh, after we are born again.
我们是真的可以不被这个律捆绑。
We no longer need to be bound by this law.
因为我们的神赐给我们另外一个律。
Because our Lord has given us another law.
他好像给了我们两个翅膀来对付这个地上这个犯罪的律。
It is as if the Lord has given us two wings to deal with the law of sin and death.
好像给我们两个翅膀对付这个地心引力的律。
As if we have two ways to deal with the law of gravity.
我们可以飞得起来的。
And we can fly.
这个翅膀就是生命，圣灵的律。
And these wings are the law of spirit and life.
专门来对付罪和律法，罪和死的律。
And this is meant to deal with the law of sin and death.
只要我们愿意主动来听圣灵的话。
As long as we are willing to take the initiative to hear the
word of the Lord. 顺服圣灵的引导。
To follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
体贴圣灵。
And to be considerate of the Holy Spirit.
我们会经历什么叫做在基督里有真自由。
We will experience what it means to have true freedom in the Lord.
我们能够经历什么可以给我们不犯罪。
And we can experience how we will not sin.
这我刚刚提的这四个大点是我前几次交通跟弟兄姊妹交通的。
These four main points that I just shared, I have already fellowshiped on previously with brothers and sisters.
希望弟兄姊妹真的能够听见。
May brothers and sisters truly take this into your heart.
听到我们心中里面去。
Take it into your heart.
并且真实的主动的来操练。
And take the initiative to exercise this.
我们所要的不是一个道理。
Because what we want is not just doctrine.
我们所要的不是一个口号。
It is not just a catchphrase.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们要的是那个实际。
That what we want is the true reality.
我今天愿意继续的与弟兄姊妹来交通。
Today I want to continue sharing with brothers and sisters.
我们先来看两处的圣经。
Let's first look at two passages in the Bible.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章第七、第八节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 7 to 8.
腓立比书三章第七、第八节，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Philippians 3:7-8.But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
我们再读一段哈，这个罗马书第十章。
Let us turn to another passage, Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章第四节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 4.
我们只读上面那一句话
Read the first half.
律法的总结就是基督
For Christ is the end of the law.
我今天愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通的是得着基督
Today what I want to share with brothers and sisters is to gain Christ.
我们弟兄刚刚选这首诗歌说更多认识基督
Our brother just shared this hymn to know more about Christ.
我们越活越认识主，有个目的就是能够得着基督。
The more we know about our Lord is for one purpose that we may gain Christ.
得着基督是我们一生的目的。
Because it is our life's goal to gain Christ.
你说我们要像他。
We say we want to be like
him. 你不得着他，你怎么会像他？
If we do not gain him, how can we be like him?
我曾经也交通过哈。这个主的心意是叫我们在各处显扬那以认识基督而有的香气。
And I have already shared before that God desires that we can show forth His fragrance.
我们也应该总叫基督在我们里面显大。
And that we can magnify Christ in our body.
怎么能够做到
？How can we do this?
只有一个，就是我得着基督。So, 基督从我里面有香气出来。
It is that I gain Christ, so the fragrance flows forth from me.
只有我得着基督，我能够彰显他。
Only when I have gained Christ can I magnify him.
我们如果得不着基督
，But if we cannot gain him,
我们流出来的气味才是我自己。
The fragrance that we diffuse is just ourselves.
我们所彰显的还是我们自己。
And that person we magnify is ourselves.
罗马书我们刚刚读说律法的总结就是基督
Romans we just read that Christ is the end of the law
你们发现原来旧约所有的律法就是综合起来就是基督
You see that all the law in the Old Testament ends with Christ
我过去也讲过命令的总归就是爱
And I've shared before that the purpose of the commandment is love
那主耶稣在地上说诫命最大的就是尽心尽性敬意爱主你的神。
And our Lord told us that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
其次的是爱人如己。
And the second is you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
他说这是诫命中最大的。
And he said this is the greatest commandment of them all.
我们发现诫命最重要的是爱神爱人。
We see that what is the greatest commandment is to love God and to love others.
这个命令就是指到爱。
And so the commandments all point to love.
这个律法讲到基督。
And the law points to Christ.
所以我们过去讲过我们要追求爱。
So we have shared before that we pursue love.
我们真的要求主给我们有他的爱。
And we ask the Lord to give us His love.
所以我们才能够彼此相爱。
So that we can love one another.
但你发现你真的要有爱。你必须得着基督。
But we see that if we want love, we must first gain Christ.
因为所有的律法跟命令就是讲到基督，讲到爱。
Because all the laws and the commands speak of love and speak of Christ.
你得着基督，你得着爱。
And if you gain Christ, then you gain love.
你要追求爱，你要追求得着基督。
And if you pursue love, you need to pursue gaining Christ.
所以我们发现得着基督非常的重要。
So we see how important it is to gain Christ.
那我们今天要问如何得着基督。
And so we must ask ourselves, how can we gain Christ?
我们有可能这个词我们都知道。
Perhaps these words we all know.
但是我们要问我如何得着基督。
But we must ask, how can we gain Christ?
我们会不会想说那我就多读圣经。
Do we think that then I will read more scripture?
那我们就是读圣经。
I just read the Bible.
或者说我参加很多的聚会。
Or I attend many meetings.
我听很多的讲道。
I hear many messages.
我很多的侍奉。
And I have much service.
是不是这样我就能够得着基督呢？
Does this mean that we gain Christ?
你要知道我们今天或者我们已经做了我有真的得着基督吗？
Perhaps we already do this, but have we truly gained Christ?
我们可能发现我外面做了许多。
Perhaps we think outwardly we have done so much.
或者我只是知道了蛮多。
Or I have so much knowledge.
但是我发现我还没真的 obtain, or 我真的得着我的主。
But I found that I have not truly obtained my Lord.
在旧约就是守律法。
In the Old Testament we see that they have to keep the law.
但是我们刚刚读了他守律法真正的目的是得着基督。
But we see that the purpose of the law in the end is to gain Christ.
我们以为守律法只是守外面一些的规条。
We think that when we keep the law, we're just doing some outward action.
真正神颁律法的目的你真正守住律法你就得着基督。
But we see that the purpose of the law, if we truly keep it, then we gain Christ.
很可惜可能在旧约许多的人是未守律法而守律法。
Unfortunately, we see in the Old Testament, so many people kept the law just for
keeping. 如果他守律法看到我是往着基督走的他守的就对了。
But we see that we keep the law, it is walking towards Christ and they keep it correctly.
所以律真正守律法是为了得着基督的。
We see that truly keeping the law is to gain Christ.
难怪主在地上说，律法一点一划都不可以废去。
No wonder the Lord says that not one jot or tittle will pass away.
因为律法都是指向基督的。
Because the law points to Christ.
那怎么可以废去呢？
How could even one word pass away?
我们今天在新约的里面。
And so here, now we're in New Testament.
我们不用照着律法一条一条的守。
We don't need to keep the law one at a time.
因为主耶稣基督来了。
Because our Lord Jesus has come.
我们相信接受我们的主。
And we trust and we believe in our Lord.
这个所有的律法已经写在我们的心板上。
And because the laws have all been written in the tablets of our hearts.
过去是写在石头石板上。
Before the law was written on tablets of stone.
现在写在我们的心板上。
Now it's written in the tablet of our hearts.
圣灵在我们里面引导我们怎么来守这个律法。
The Holy Spirit is leading us to how to keep the law.
我们今天所要的就是顺从圣灵的引导。
And today what we desire is to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
旧约是服在外面守着律法。
The Old Testament they kept the law outwardly.
我们主耶稣说他来不是废掉律法而是成全律法。
And the Lord said that he did not come to destroy the law, but he came to fulfill it.
今天这个律法不再是一个死的律法。
And this law is no longer a dead law.
今天守律法是一个活的律法。
The law is a living law.
是照着圣灵在我们里面的提醒我们来跟着做。
According to the reminding of the Holy Spirit within, this is what we do.
我们真的能够相信基督得着基督我们就是成全守住这个律法。
And if we can have trust in Christ and we can gain Christ, then we can keep this law.
今天律法对我们就是得着基督。
Today the point of the law is so that we can gain Christ.
再不是只是在外面做许多的事乃是我听圣灵在里面引导我怎么对我说话引导我。
It is no longer just doing all these outward actions, but it is following the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们弟兄上周上主日也跟我们交通。
Our brother last Sunday also shared with us.
他说这个新月的执事。
He told us of the
minister of the new covenant.
The minister of the new covenant.
他说这个新月的执事不是根据字句的。
That this is not by the letter.
他是根据那个心意。
But of the spirit.
字句是什么？外面所守的规条。
Because we see that, the letter is all the things we keep outwardly.
没什么意义。
There's not much purpose to it.
得着那个精义乃是得着基督。
But when we gain the spirit, this is what it means to gain Christ.
保罗说字句是叫人死的，没生命。
And Paul tells us that the letter kills because there's no life.
精义是叫人活的，因为他把生命给我。
But the spirit gives life because it gives us the
flow. 得着基督就得着生命。
So if we gain Christ, then we gain life.
我们就能够活了。
And then we can live.
当我们初信的时候
，and when we are just a new believer，
或者我们对主很多的事情还不是很理解的时候
，when we still do not understand much about the Lord，
好多主的话对我们都是律法
，so much of what the Lord we read is just doctrine，
都是外面的律法
，it's just outward law，
因为我对主的认识太少
，because my understanding of the Lord is so little，
所以在那个时候我们是否在守外面的律法。
And so what we end up doing is just holding this out.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚信主，我们一些律法是真的外面守住，我们就守住。
Brothers and sisters, we see once we first believe, if we keep the outward law, then we do that.
因为主会把这个换过来给我们，发现原来从我长大了，我就发现我从里面知道这是什么意思。
Because the Lord will use it as we grow to show us what is the meaning behind it.
因为一个小朋友一岁两岁就爱玩插头。
Because we see children, they are one or two, they like playing with the
phone. 叫他不要碰，他气死了。
And they're very upset when you tell them not to play
with them. 对他来讲这是守律法。
Because to them, this is keeping the law.
当他开始到四五岁长大了。
They're four or five and they start growing up.
他自己知道不会去碰。
They know.themselves that they ought not to
再不是律法
it is no longer a law
我还是不做
I still won't do it
在基督徒的生命里面是一样
and in the life of Christians is the same way
我年轻的时候当弟兄们跟我讲神永远旨意我根本都听不懂
when I was younger and other brothers told us about the eternal purpose of God
我不听不懂
I couldn't understand it
但是我只好跟着做
but I had to go along with it
但是我还是寻求我的主
And I continue to pursue
the Lord. 有一天我生命长了。
And one day, when my life grew,
我终于明白了。
And I finally understood.
我再不是外面在守律法。
It is no longer just keeping the law.
是我从里面活的跟着说。
But I was doing it from the life within.
但我们要知道，真正有价值的是活着做。
We see the only things of value are the things we do from the life within.
但是不在我们。刚刚信主还不明白的时候，不要把所有这些都把它所看为是律法，我就全丢了。
But if we are new believers, we cannot just think of throwing away all these things that are law.
因为只要我们长大，这些都会换成有生命的。
Because as long as we grow, these will turn into life.
但是如果我们信主很久了，我们还是都是守着律法，那就不行了。
But if we're believing in the Lord for a long time, and these are still law, this is
not okay. 那就是说我们一直都没长大。
This means that we have never grown.
到有一天我们外表所行出来的都是律法。
And in the end, whatever we show is just the law.
所以我们今天要问，我怎么从字句变成有经义呢？
So how can I change from the letter to be of the spirit?
我们从头脑的知识变成我活的生命。
To just be head knowledge to life that I can live out.
我怎么把外面守着律法变成我真正里面得着基督呢？
That how can I change from just outwardly keeping the law to truly gaining Christ?
我今天愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通两件事。
I want to share with brothers, this is two points today.
刚刚保罗在腓立比书告诉我们。
In Philippians, Paul tells us,
我已经丢弃万事，看作粪土。为要得着基督
I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ.
这里有一个非常重要的原则
There is a very important principle here.
你想要得着你必须有丢弃
That if you want to gain, you must have something you give up.
我们主给我们有一条路
Because our Lord has given us a way.
你想得着，你就要丢弃。
If you want to gain, you must first give up.
所以第一个点我要提到的是，你主动先去丢弃，你就会得着。
And so the first point I want to bring up is you must first take the initiative to give up, and then you will gain.
你看地上的人。
Look at people of this world.
当他如果追求一个他认为他追求到的成功的话。
If they're pursuing something that they believed, once they achieve it, they will have success.
他们一定有所丢弃的。
There are those that they will give up.
一个成功的运动员。
A successful athlete.
他已经丢主动丢弃他平常爱吃爱喝爱享受的生活。
They will give up the food and drink they enjoy and the comfortable lifestyle.
他们日夜的训练。他们最后得到他们要的成绩。
And they train day and night so they can get the result they desire.
我们看一个军人，他要成为一个好的军人，一个精兵。
And we see a soldier wants to become a good soldier.
他一定放弃他们舒适的生活。
That he would give up this comfortable lifestyle.
日夜训练，终于成为一个出色的军人。
And train day and night to become a prominent soldier.
你发现我们今天如果想在这里很多年轻人或者已经 established 的或者在家庭。
Here we have many young people or perhaps those who are established a family.
我们想得到成功，你发现除了努力之外，还是许多的丢弃的。
We see that if we want to be successful, not only do we work hard, but we also have to give up things.
所以很多人会问说，值得吗？你丢弃这么多，值得吗？
So people ask, you give up all these things, is it worth it?
但是如果你想得着的，你看为宝贵，就是值得。
But if what you are pursuing, you see how precious it is, then it is worth it.
我们看看圣经里面一些人物。
We can see some people in the Bible.
亚伯拉罕。
We look at Abraham.
他为着这个得着一个更美的家乡。
Because he desired a better country.
他离开吾尔，离开他出生的家乡。
He left Ur and left his hometown.
所以我们知道他在地上到了神所应许给他后裔的地上。
And he went to the promised land that God promised for his descendants.
他在天上他羡慕那更美的家乡。
But while he was on earth, he desired that better heavenly country.
他看见有一座城。为他预备。
And he saw a city that was prepared for him.
我们看看摩西。
Let's look at Moses.
他在王宫里长大。
He grew up in the palace.
他受尽当时代所有最好的教育。
And he received the best education of the time.
绝对是进名校。
And he would go into the best college.
并且最好的教授在教他。
With the best professors teaching him.
他得到地上一切的荣华富贵。
He received all the pleasures and riches of this world.
但是你发现他说，我丢弃这一切最终之乐。
But we see that he gave this all away, all these pleasures.
他放弃埃及一切的财物。
And gave up all the riches and treasures in Egypt.
他只想望那更好的赏赐。
But he looked to the reward.
他为着这个赏赐，他愿意为基督受一切的凌辱。
And for this reward, he was willing to suffer affliction for God.
他也愿意与他神的百姓一起受苦。
And to suffer affliction with the people of God.
我们也看看我们的主耶稣基督。
Then we look at our Lord Jesus.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他为着得着他的配偶。
But to gain his bride.
他放弃丢弃天上一切的荣华。
He gave up all the glory in heaven.
他降卑到地上。
And humbled himself and came to
来成为人。
To become a man.
成为奴仆。
To become a bondservant.
并且死了。
And to die.
还死在最残酷的十字架上。
And to die on that cross.
感谢主，他也从死里复活。
And we thank the Lord that he also resurrected from the dead.
你知道我们的主死，我们的主复活，做了什么事情？
And so we see that when the Lord died and resurrected, what did he do?
他为着得着他的配偶，他必须死更复活。
In order to gain his bride, he needed to die and be resurrected.
圣经告诉我们说他死了。败坏掌死权的魔鬼。
And we see that when he died, that he defeated the Satan of who has the power of death.
以致魔鬼不能够再来用死来辖制人。
And that Satan can no longer use death to control people.
他复活为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
And the Lord resurrected, that He opened a new and living way for us.
凡信他的不至灭亡,
that all who believe in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
我们今天属他的人,
and so we who believe in Him,
我们可以不丢弃却能够得着基督里一切的丰富吗?
Do we think that we don't have to give up and we can anything and we can still gain the fullness of the Lord?
我们可以毫无舍弃想得着主的祝福吗?
And if we don't give up anything, do we think we can get His blessing?
我们可以毫无舍弃想得着基督吗?
If we don't give up anything, do we think we can gain Christ?
不可能,
this is impossible.
所以圣经告诉我们说不要爱世界,
so the Bible tells us, do not love the world.
因为人若爱世界,
because if anyone loves the world, then the love of the Father is not in
一个人一爱世界,
once someone loves the world, they cannot love the Lord.
世界是什么?
What is the world?
眼目的情欲, 肉体的情欲, 今生的骄傲,
these are the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
世界所给我们的都是最终之乐。
Because everything that the world gives us is for our pleasure.
如果不是最终之乐, 都是世俗的, worldly.
Oh, it's for our sin and for lust. Otherwise, it's just worldly things.
让我们离开神的圣洁,
and this is to, for us to depart from God's holiness.
你越追求世界, 你就越离开神。
The more you pursue the world, the more you are far from God.
世界的人说, 你要的, 你就要争取。
The people of the world say, whatever you want, you must fight for it.
你的父母告诉你说, 你要争取,
your parents tell you that you must strive for it.
你要争取, 你才会成功,
and you must strive for this to be successful.
你要争取, 你才会快乐,
and you must strive for it to be happy.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, today we believe in the Lord.
我可以告诉你, 如果你是这样做的, 你一定会失望。
I will let you know that if this is the way you go, you will be disappointed.
因为地上的事永远是暂时的,
because everything in this world is temporary.
地上的事一定是永存,
and all these things in the world will suffer loss.
你如果用世界世俗的标准成为你人生的目标,
if you use the world standards as your life's goal,
你永远不会满足,
you will never be satisfied.
你最终会发现这是虚空,
and eventually you will find that this is vanity.
曾经有个少年的官来问耶稣,
remember, there was a rich young ruler who came to see Jesus.
我怎么样能够承受永生?
He asked, how may I receive eternal life?
主说,你要守诫命,
the Lord said, you need to keep the command.
他说,我从小就守了,
and he said, I've kept all of them for my youth.
但是主说,你还缺了一件,
but the Lord said, one thing you lack.
就是变卖你所有的, 还要来跟从你,
sell all that you have and follow me.
主也对门徒说,
the Lord also told his disciples,
或者对我们说, 如果你要做我的门徒, 撇下一切来跟从,
and the Lord also tells us to, if you want to be my disciple, we must forsake all,
为,
follow him.
为什么主要讲这个话?
Why does the Lord need to say these words?
因为地上金钱, 名誉, 地位,
because of the money, the fame, and the position, and the comfort of this world.
Yeah, 还有享受情感,
and the pleasures and the emotions,
会影响我们与主的关系,
this will affect our relationship with the Lord.
如果我们不把这一切都丢弃,
if we do not forsake all of these,
如果我们不把这些都变卖,
and if we do not get rid of all of these,
我们跟主的关系一定受影响,
this will definitely impact our relationship with the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹, 今天主要我们舍弃, 要我们撇下, 要我们变卖,
so today we see that the Lord wants us to give up and suffer loss so that we can have a right relationship with Him. We should not think that the Lord's demands are too great.
主用出了重价把我买来的,
because the Lord paid a great price to purchase us.
我们刚刚也有弟兄姊妹祷告,
and brothers and sisters prayed earlier that we belong to Him.
我们要真的知道什么叫做属他,
and so we must know what it means to belong to Him.
所以刚刚所讲的乃是我们要丢弃许多外面的这个人事物这些丢弃,
so what we just shared is that we need to give up all, many of these outward things that we desire.
你知道我们舍弃还有一个叫做舍己,
and we need to see that when we give up, there's another thing, and that is to deny ourselves.
因为 做主的门徒不只撇下一切，还要舍己。
Because not only do we need to give up everything, but we need to deny ourselves.
这就摸到我们里面最深的地方。
And this is touching the deepest parts of our life.
因为我们是最爱惜自己，也最体贴自己的。
Because we are people who love ourselves and are most considerate of ourselves.
你知道，如果一个人爱惜自己，体贴自己。
We must know that if someone loves themselves and is only considerate of themselves,
你就是走撒旦的路。
Then you are walking the way of Satan.
那走撒旦的路一定是拒绝基督的。
And if you walk the way of Satan, this for sure you will reject.
所以我们发现我们今天要专一的爱主，必须丢弃这个世界。
And so we see that if we want to only love the Lord, we must deny ourselves.
你如果要得着基督，你也要丢弃世界。
And you also need to give up the world.
For gaining Christ.
For gaining Christ.
如果你要得着基督，你要舍弃你自己。
And if you want to gain Christ, you need to deny yourself.
你不可以再保留你的自己。
You cannot keep trying to protect yourself.
这是得着基督的那条路。
And this is the way that we can gain Christ.
必须有丢弃才能够得着。
We must give up, then we can gain.
你必须丢弃这外面的世界才能够得着基督。
We must give up all the things in the world to gain Christ.
你要舍己，你才能够得着基督。
You deny yourself so that you can gain Christ.
好，这是第一点，我要跟弟兄姊妹交通。
The first point I want to share with brothers and sisters.
第二个点。
The second point.
那你要问我怎么我真的想得着基督。
That you say I truly want to gain Christ.
但我就是放不掉这个世界。
But I just cannot let go of things of this world.
我就是放不掉我自己。
I can't deny myself.
因为这太难了。
Because this is too difficult.
这还有路吗？
Is there a road?
我知道。
I know.
我一定要丢弃才得着。
I know I need to give up to gain.
但是我做不到。
But I can't do it.
主还要给我路。
Has the Lord given me away?
这是我第二点我要交通的。
And this is the second point I want to share.
第二点我要提到的是受苦。使我得着基督。
Second point is that we must suffer to gain Christ.
我们要先受苦，后来得着。
We must first suffer, then we will gain.
前面提到是原则性的，就是主动去丢弃，你就得着。
The first spoke of the principle that we must take the initiative to give up, then we will gain.
但如果我们说实在做不到，
But if we say truly we cannot do that,
因为主的爱，他要帮助我们可以去丢弃。
Because of the Lord's love, He wants to help us to be able to give it up.
主容许我们受一些苦。
The Lord allows us to go through some difficulties.
目的是让我们得着他。
The purpose is to gain Him.
或者说让我更多的得着基督。
Or that we can gain more of Christ.
那刚刚诗歌说更多认识基督。
The hymn which thanks us to gain, to know more about Christ.
我们现在是要更多的得着基督。
And now we want to gain more of Christ.
我们看看圣经里面一个人物叫约伯。
We see in the Bible Job.
他受苦之多，受苦之深。
That he had great and deep suffering.
那最后他因所受的苦眼睛打开了。
But in the end, because of his suffering, his eyes were open.
他说我过去风闻有你，我今天亲眼看见。
He said, before I heard you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you.
他因这次的受苦，他看见，亲眼看见主。
And because of this suffering, he firsthand saw the Lord.
我们有多少的弟兄姊妹走不上这条信心的路？
How many brothers and sisters cannot walk the way of faith?
因为我们都是风闻有你。
Because we have only heard about him.
我们没有亲自经历主。
We have not firsthand experience of the Lord.
我们必须，主必须给我们环境帮助。
The Lord will give us circumstance to help us.
给我们能够从风闻有你到我亲眼看见。
That we can go from I heard of you to my eyes now see you.
约伯从他受的苦，他遇见主。
And Job from his suffering, he encountered the Lord.
诗篇119篇告诉我们说，我受苦与我有益的，为要使我学习你的律例。
Psalm 119 tells us that it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes.
我们受苦最大的益处，就是只能够直接学习并明白主的心意。
We see that the greatest benefit of suffering is that we may learn the heart of the Lord.
更重要是得主，我们的主。
And more importantly is to gain Christ.
如果我们愿意被主用，
If we're willing to be used by the Lord,
必须是基督的生命在供应人。
It must be the Lord's life that is supplying others.
如果你我不得着基督，
if you and I do not gain Christ,
你不越过越多得着基督
and do not want to gain more of Christ,
我们是用什么来供应人
then what are we supplying others with?
我们只有用我自己的能力世界的方法来帮助人供应人
we are only using our own ability and the ways of this world to supply others.
我很多次交通这个竹子的故事
I have often shared on the story of the bamboo.
你知道这个竹子它很感恩
This bamboo is very grateful.
它很想被主人用
And it wants to be used by its master.
你知道主人要用的方法绝对它没想过了
You must know the way the master wants to use it is it would never have thought of.
绝对不会他主动说我会这样丢弃的。
It is not his choice that it would be used this way.
他是觉得我要给主人用。
But it just had this desire that I want to be used by the master.
他可能想过千百样的方法怎么给主人用。
Perhaps he thought of all these ways that it could be used by the master.
所有想到的方法都是我，哎，不错。
And all the ways are to show how good I am.
我们常常说把荣耀归给主。
We often say give all the glory to God.
我也要 share 一点这个荣耀，我要分享一点这个荣耀。
But I want to have some of this glory as well.
但是当他说我愿意被主人用
，But when the bamboo says I'm willing to be used by my master,
主人第一步就把它砍下来。
The first thing step the master did is to cut it down.
他本来是被所有的就要树木怎么样的尊重给我站得直直高高在上
It used to be respected by the other plants because it stood straight and tall.
一砍没了我躺得最平在地上
And once it's cut down, it is the lowest lying flat on the ground.
过去所有的自夸全没了
All of its boasting is now gone.
并且自己的自尊受到伤害
And it has also hurt its pride.
最可怕的不是人坐在我身上
The most fearful is not just the man doing it in my way.
我的主人做的。
But it's my master doing it.
或者说我的主人容许这个难处临到。
Or that my master allowed this difficulty to happen.
我可以辩驳吗
Can I complain?
我当然有些人埋怨到最后是埋怨主。
And we do see that some complain to the point they complain against God.
So 如果你埋怨你就没用你就躺在那里一辈子躺在那里了。
So we see if you're complaining, then you will just be lying there for your whole life.
在他心中说我还是愿意被主人用。
But its desires that I could still be used by the master.
主人做第二件事把他叶子全砍掉。
The master did the second work is to cut off all of its leaves.
我所拥有的全没了。
All that I once had is all gone.
他真的是撇下一切。
And it truly has given up everything.
他所拥有的都失去了。
And all that it had is given up is gone.
我现在还有什么
Now what does it have?
如果到这里我就退了。
Perhaps to this point it would turn back.
你这一生完全没用。
And if this is the case, then your whole life is useless.
你觉得跟从主最后是我什么都没有。
When you pursue the Lord, but in the end you have got nothing.
但是如果你看到这是主人的时候
If you see that this is the hand of the Lord,
我还是要主人用。
I still want my master to use.
虽然我不知道我的主人为什么把所有都拿走了。
Although I do not know why my master is.
但我相信他的智慧高过我的智慧。
I trust that his wisdom is higher than my own.
我就是希望能够被他用。
And I desire to be used by him.
主人还没停做第三件事
The master did not stop, but
把这竹子里面全部挖空
And that is to clean out the inside of the bamboo
弟兄姊妹这是挖心的痛
And this is a heart-wrenching pain
这个叫真正的舍己
And this is what it means to deny self
绝对不是出于他自愿
It is not by its own desire
他绝对不会 initiate 去做这个事绝对不会主动做这个事
He will not take the initiative to do this
他只有一件事
But only one thing
他就是 desire 我希望我心深愿我的主人能够用我
He had a desire that to be used by the master
到这个时候他会发现我一无所用
And at this point it sees that I have no other I'm nothing
我没用的了
I'm useless now
但是没想到当我发现 I'm useless 我没用的时候主人要用我
we would not believe that when the moment we see that we are useless that the master will use it
他把这个竹子连到他的田地就成为一个 channel 来灌溉他的全体。
And we see that the master uses bamboo to connect the waters in the spring to the field, and we see this bamboo is a channel.
摩西到了八十岁，我一点用都没有。
When Moses was 80, he saw that he had absolutely no use.
就在他认为我没用的时候，神用了他四十年。
When he saw that he had no use, the Lord used him for 40 years.
弟兄姊妹，你我如果想做一个供应给人的人。
You and I want to be a supply for others.
我们想要 be a channel only. 我们真的能够成为一个器皿 as a channel, 是神能够接着我供应人。
And if we desire to be a channel to supply others,
我们必须得救基督。
We must gain Christ.
但是不是我们愿意得救。
But not that we are willing to.
我们是好像被逼的。
It is like we are forced.
但是因为一定要有所丢弃。
But we see we must have something that we give up.
我们才能够得救基督。
And this is how we can gain Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们遇到难处。
So brothers and sisters, when we encounter difficulties,
我们要与世人遇到难处是不同的。
The way we encounter difficulties from the world is different.
世人遇到难处不知道为什么。
When the world encounters difficulties, they do not know why.
他们说命运不好 ，bad luck.
Or they might just say bad luck.
命苦 ，tough life.
Or that they have a tough life.
或者说世界社会不公平啊。
Or that they say the world and society is not fair.
都是别人害我的。
It's all others that are harming me.
别人对我不好。
That others are mistreating me.
所以充满了埋怨。
So they are full of complaining.
他们就想尽自己想尽办法解决这些问题。
So they come up with their own ways of solving the problem.
这是世人面对难处的做法。
This is the way the world treats difficulty.
你有没有发现我们信的主好像也做同样的事？
Does it appear that when we believe in the Lord, we're the same way?
但是我们信主的人，我们要知道，我们遇到难处是有目的的。
But as those who believe in the Lord, we see that when we believe in Him, there is a purpose.
每一个环境都有目的。
That every, environment has a purpose.
没有一件事临到我们是毫无目的。
That there is nothing that we encounter that is without a purpose.
凡临到我们的都是经过我们的主人我们的主精心的安排的。
Because everything we encounter is by the perfect planning that our Lord has for
us. 如果我们遇到困难遇到难受的时候
If we encounter difficult times,
我们就用世界人的方法。
We have man's of the world's way of doing it.
那看开一点 look at the bright side.
That we may look at the bright side.
乐观一点
That we might be more optimistic.
正面的思想
Or that we have positive thoughts.
是不是这都是世界的安慰人嘛哎呀看开一点
Oh, this is how the world comforts others.
Yeah. Look at the bright side.
To look at the bright side.
我们是不是也是这样来劝弟兄姊妹
Is this the same way that we treat brothers and sisters?
这样来安慰帮助弟兄姊妹
Or that this is how we try to comfort brothers and sisters.
如果我们自己是这样子我们就失去我们真正遇见主的机一次遇见主的机会
And we see that if we are like this, then we have missed this opportunity to meet the Lord.
我们失去一次因主的爱要帮助我得救他
And we have missed this opportunity to see how the Lord will use His love to give.
我们就失去一次我能够更多得着他自己。
And we miss an opportunity that we can gain more of Himself.
我今天愿意跟弟兄姊妹来交通两首诗歌。
I want to share with brothers and sisters two hymns.
圣徒诗歌386首。
Hymnary 386.
我们已经好久没在这里唱这些诗歌。
It's been a long time since we have sang these hymns.
这两首诗歌都是我尼托森弟兄所写的
These are hymns that are written by our brother Watchman Nee
386首说你若不压橄榄成渣
Hymn 386 that says all of us that have no no pressure
你说橄榄如果不缔结橄榄如果 不压成渣它不会成油
In verse 1 it says if all of us are not pressed they can never become oil
So 橄榄不会自己压自己的
The oil, olives will not press themselves.
是外力把它压了成油，这是目的。
But the outside pressure makes it into oil.
他说，拿达要成为膏，弄成膏才有芬芳，那个是目的。
And it says that for spikenard to become fragrance, it must go through crushing.
他说，葡萄没有压在榨里面就不会成酒。
And it says that grapes are not pressed in the wine press, they cannot become wine.
成为酒是那个目的。
Because wine is the goal.
神做事情不会没目的。
The Lord will not do things without a purpose.
所以啊，这第一节最后他说，主，我这个人如果要达到某种目的，我们也要受主所许可的创伤。
And the Lord says that if we want to achieve the Lord's purpose, then we will also have to go through suffering.
副歌里面说 ，chorus， 他这里说每次的打击都是真利益。
And it says that each blow I suffer is true gain.
我受苦是与我有益的。
That the suffering I have is for my own benefit.
如果你收去的东西，求你以自己来代替。
That if whatever you take away, please give thyself to me.
你没有发现，当主拿走我一些东西，只有一个目的，让我更多得着基督。
That when the Lord takes away things, it's for one purpose that we may gain more of Christ.
我们属主的人不是白白受苦。
That those of us who belong to the Lord do not suffer.
我们不是白白的难受的。
That we do not suffer for no reason.
我们今天这些的苦乃是让我更靠近基督。
But that the suffering we go through is that we can be closer to Christ.
让我们得着基督。
That we can gain Christ.
我们从基督哪里得到安慰。
That we could be comforted in Christ.
第二节。
In the second stanza.
他说你可以鼓我的心弦。
That it says you can tune my heartstrings.
你知道我们里面常常翻腾。
We see that so often inside we are disturbed.
甚至发出的是埋怨的声音。
And the sounds we make are complaining.
那都是自怨自艾的。
We take pity on ourselves.
但主的目的是我们能够发出他的音乐。
But the Lord desires that we can sound forth his music.
他说当我下倒之时 when I'm defeated.
And it says that when I am defeated,
我才认识主爱的心。
Then I know the heart of love of the Lord.
而不是来抱怨的。
And it is not that of complaining.
我不怕任何的损失。
I fear no loss.
如果是主要我丢弃的，我接受。
If the Lord wants me to give it up, then I accept it.
第四节。
In the fourth stanza.
后面两句。主，我全心求你喜悦。
And it says that, Lord, it is my deepest desire to please thee.
不惜任何的代价。
That, no matter the cost,
你若喜悦，并得荣耀，我被任何十字架。
That for, as long as you are delighted and gives you the glory, I will endure any cross.
从我年轻的时候，这两句话就是我在主面前不停的祷告。
And since I was young, these two phrases have been my prayer.
你这两句话深深得着我的心。
And these two phrases have touched my heart.
虽然还差好远。
Although it is still very
在这些年来，主答应我这两句话在主面前的祷告。
But the Lord has answered my prayer to these two words.
主，我全心求你的喜悦。
That with my whole heart I desire your delight.
不惜任何的代价。
That no matter the cost.
主，你若喜悦并得荣耀，我背任何的十字架。
That as long as you have delight and glory, I will endure any cross.
没有一个人没有计算过代价，能够来跟从主。
There is not one person who has not counted the cost that can pursue the Lord.
所有不用付代价来的侍奉，是一点价值都没有。
Any service that is without a cost, there is no value.
So, 第五节。
So we see in stanza 5.
能有什么比你更好？
Is there anything more precious than thyself?
比你喜悦可宝贵。
That is more precious than you're pleased.
主，我只有一个祷告，你能增加，我减少。
But there is only one desire that you would increase, I would decrease.
在难处中产生一个祷告。
In difficulties, we have this prayer.
我要更多的得着你。
That I want to gain more of you.
我们再看另外一首诗歌。
Let's look at another hymn.
375首。
Hymn 375.
你若取去我的心爱。
If thou shouldst take my love away.
求你以自己给我。
Give me thyself, I pray.
你若许我被误会 misjudged.
if thou shouldst let me be misjudged,
求你以自己给我。
Give me thyself today.
第二句。
And the second stanza.
你使我的妄心迷惑。
That you have let my hope be blurred.
你知道我们今天许多人为了前途不知道怎么办。
And so we know many because of our future do not know what to do.
我们为了去留不知道怎么办。
Because of our status and our going to and fro, we don't know.
我们为着我们的婚姻我们完全不知道怎么办。
Because of our marriage, we don't know what to do.
神容许我们的心里面翻腾啊心思起伏啊。
And the Lord allows our heart to be disturbed.
我们甚至不能睡觉。
And perhaps we can't even sleep.
有一个目的那是我有一个产生一个祷告求你把你自己给我。
But there's a goal and that is our prayer that we ask for more of thyself.
第三节
In the third stanza,
你既拆毁我所倚靠的
that you have, if you destroy what I put my trust in,
求你自己给我。
I ask you, give me thyself.
我多年来都是靠我自己的。
That over the years I trusted in myself.
我觉得我有本事。
That I think I have something.
我觉得我有才干。
That I have ability, talent.
我有时我靠人可以做成的。
And I can do it by trusting others.
我可以用世界方法能够解决的。
And I can solve it by the world's ways.
但是我因为你的爱你把这些全拆了。
But because of your love, you have taken these all away.
目的是什么？
What is the purpose?
把你自己给我。
To give himself to us.
他这里说啊，甚至拒绝了我的祷告。
Even if you refuse my prayer.
因为他要把更好的给我。
It's because he wants to give us something even better.
他要把他自己给我。
He wants to give us himself.
第四节。
The fourth stanza.
我若仍旧需要忍耐。
That I need to endure.
因为主还没成就这件事。
Because the Lord still has not given us.
我仍然祷告。把你自己给我。
And yet I still pray that you give me thyself.
如果你还没回来。
And Lord, if you do not return.
或者我还没去见你。
And I do not meet you yet.
再把自己给我。
I need more of thyself.
副歌他说主耶稣啊多以自己给我。
And the chorus says, Lord Jesus, give me more of thyself.
我向你完全顺服。只要你多把自己给我。
That I completely surrender myself to you, only that I may get more of thyself.
所以两首诗歌我们弟兄告诉我。
And so these two hymns our brother has told us.
苦难难处乃是有一个目的。
That difficulties, there's a purpose behind it.
乃是有一个目的就是要我们转向基督。
And the purpose is that we will turn ourselves towards our Lord.
使我们不能自己丢弃的东西他帮助我们丢弃。
And that the thing that we need to give up, that he would help us to give them up.
苦难能够帮助我们丢弃。
That difficulties can help us give these things up.
使我们能够得着基督。使我们能够得着基督更多的得着他。
And that we can gain more of him.
你知道一块大理石 marble stone.
We see that a large piece of marble.
如果这个大理石不愿意给师傅来敲打来雕塑的话
If this piece is not willing to be molded by the master.
它永远只是一块大石头
It will always just be this piece of rock.
但如果他愿意把这个石头愿意摆在师傅的手中
This piece of rock is willing to submit itself to the
让这个师傅来敲打
And let the master mold it.
敲打一定有痛。
When it chisels and hits it, this is painful.
你敲打一定有损失的。
And when it, there is going to be loss.
敲打一定有丢弃的。
And there are things that will be given up.
最后那个 masterpiece, 那个出来的果效是能够成为一个美丽的装饰。
But we see in the end, the masterpiece is something very beautiful.
弟兄姊妹，你我一个堕落的人。
So brother and sister, you and I, as fallen humans.
我们只是一个蒙恩的，我们的确是一个蒙恩的罪人。
Indeed, we are born again Christian.
但是我们还是一个堕落的。
But we are still a fallen man.
我们必须经过敲打。
We must go through this molding.
我们才能够得着基督。
Only then will we gain Christ.
我们得着基督才能够彰显基督。
And when we gain Christ, we can magnify Christ.
因为有一个最终的目的，我能够像基督。
Because we have the ultimate goal that we want to be like Christ.
这里有个原则。
There's a principle here.
没有失就没有得。
That if you do not give up, you will not have gain.
如果不死，你就不会生。
If you do not die, you will not have resurrection.
越在困难中，基督的生命才能够越过越彰显。
And only through difficulties will the life of Christ be more and more magnified.
你知道天才与神的儿女什么差别？
What is the difference between our natural abilities and God's
genius? 一个 genius 跟一个门徒什么差别？
What is the difference between a genius and God's disciples?
一个 genius 一个天才就彰显他自己的能力，他自己的才华。
A genius only shows forth their own abilities and their own wisdom.
我们都想当天天才吗？
We all want to be this genius.
我都觉得我怎么比你笨？
Or why do I always feel like I am less smart than you?
天才彰显自己的能力。
And so, we see that geniuses really show forth their own self.
真的门徒彰显神的荣耀。
But the disciples of God show forth God's glory.
因为我什么都没有。
Because I do not have anything.
我想彰显也没有。
That even what I want to boast about.
最终是彰显神的荣耀。
So in the end, we glorify God.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们今天信主。
Today when we believe in the Lord.
不要只是为着上天堂。
Do not only be focused on going to heaven.
不要只是为着主给我平安。
That we only ask the Lord to give us peace.
不要只为着信耶稣主给我一切我所要的好处。
That because we believe in the Lord, we want the Lord to give us all good things.
你今天信主，如果你只求这些
，and if you believe in the Lord, you only want these things.
你只是一个宗教家
，then you are only a religious interested in religion.
你只是在走宗教的路
，you are only walking the road of religion.
你有一天一定失望
，and one day you will definitely be disheartened.
因为我们信的主，这位荣耀的主
，because this Lord you believe in, this glorious Lord,
他的计划太大
，that His plan is so great.
他的救恩比我们所想象要多。
That his salvation is greater than we can imagine.
我们所想如果只有这些就太肤浅。
And if we only see these things, it is so shallow.
主所要的是我们能够得着他自己。
And what the Lord wants is that we can gain himself.
我们能够这个彰显他自己。
And that we can magnify himself.
有一天能够成为他的心腹。
And one day that we can be his bride.
如果我们今生被他来雕塑。
And if today we can be molded by him.
我主回来的时候，我们就能够成为他的心腹。
And when the Lord returns, then we can be his bride.
我们就能够在天国里与他一同掌王权。
And then we, in the kingdom of heaven, we can reign with him.
如果我们今生不愿意被他的雕塑。
But if in this age we're unwilling to be molded by him.
我们逃避属所有兴起的环境。
And we run away from all the circumstances the Lord has given us.
我们用人的方法解决所遇到的难处。
And we use a man's way to deal with all the difficulties we encounter.
主回来的时候。
When the Lord returns.
我们将会丢在黑暗。
We will be cast into outer darkness.
一千年的时间。
For 1,000 years.
主在哪里？不是我们 initiate 吧。还是要雕塑像他自己
It's not by our, we initiate this but the Lord will still discipline and train us in that
弟兄姊妹我今天的负担
So today brothers and sisters my burden is
我们要得着基督
That we can gain Christ
得着基督那条路就必须要有丢弃
That if we want to gain Christ we must give up something
我们如要就自己 initiate 我们自愿因为看见 something 我自己丢弃了
and whether it be we see it and so we are willing to give up something
或者依着主的爱帮助我能够丢弃
because of the Lord's love he is willing to help us give it up
都是一个目的让我得着基督
it is all for one purpose that we can gain Christ
我们能够在得着基督我们就得着在基督里一切的丰富
if we gain Christ then we can gain all of his fullness
我们最后来唱386首好吗
Let us sing 386
我们唱第一第二第四第五节
We'll sing verse 1, verse 2, verse 4, and verse 5 That we can walk your way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.